exhibit at the Springfield Museums is a mix of art, history, science, and pop culture. It shows the evolution of string instruments from the guitar's early ancestors, the first appearance of the now familiar guitar curve shape in the 1400s, and the best-selling modern designs by American guitar makers such as Martin, Fender, and Gibson. There are more than 60 instruments on display, from the familiar to the rare and odd. There's the Rickenbacker A22 frying pan, which was acknowledged to be the first electric guitar. There's a guitar from South America that has an armadillo shell as the sound box. There is a guitar with 8 necks and one with a carbon fiber body. There is the world's largest playable guitar that's more than 43 feet long. The exhibit, called Guitar, the Instrument That Rocked the World, is organized by the National Guitar Museum, which was founded in 2009 by Harvey Newquist, a former editor of Guitar Magazine.
There wasn't a guitar museum anywhere in the country, and I went back and called all the people that I had worked with when I was at Guitar Magazine and said, there's got to be something somewhere. Everybody kind of defaulted to the Smithsonian Gallery and some other galleries, but there hadn't been one other than, for instance, Martin having its own factory museum and Fender having its own factory museum that captured the entire history of the instrument, regardless of manufacturer.
The museum's collection has guitars that belong to Johnny Winter, classical guitarist Leona Boyd, and others.
The history of the guitar mirrors a lot of the history of pop culture over the last several hundred years. The guitar is now part of our DNA, at least in the last 50 or 60 years, where every piece of music that we can think back on the radio from the 60s, 70s, and 80s was played on a guitar. It's also an instrument that features a lot of design, so there's a great deal of craftsmanship that goes into it. So even people who don't play the guitar will learn science, they'll learn history, they'll learn about pop culture, all through this instrument that's really the world's greatest icon as far as music goes.
The exhibit in Springfield is divided across two museums. The George Walter Vincent Smith Art Museum has the display of guitars through the ages. The Springfield Science Museum has interactive exhibits that explain how guitars are built and played to produce sound. There's performance video, audio, touch screens, and photographs.
We incorporated science into the exhibit because there's so much that you can get from the guitar that has science inherent in it. For instance, electromagnetism in pickups, the generation of sound waves as strings are plucked. So there's a great deal to be learned, sort of subliminally almost, about science just by learning how the guitar works.
The National Guitar Museum has no permanent home. The exhibit will be on tour across the United States for the next 5 years. The exhibition at the Springfield Museums runs through April 21st. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.